Blog Talk Radio. Well, hey, it's Evangelist Faye, and I'm back. It's Monday. It's March the 8th. Ooh, 2021. Happy Woman's Day for all the women in the world. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Before I get into this word, may God's spirit be filled with you as always. And may the Lord bless you. Amen. Amen. My topic, true justice. And coming from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 16, verses 19 through 20, New Language Translation. My God, tongue tie. I ate some good ice cream today. But anyway, let's move on before I say this. Heavenly Father, let those be blessed. And those that are sick and shut in, let your Holy Spirit guide them. Help them to maintain a clean mind and healthful thoughts. Love one another throughout the week and every day. I pray for these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, let's get through this topic. True justice. First, I'm reading from Deuteronomy 16, verses 19 to 20. You must never twist justice or show partiality. Never accept a bribe, for bribes blind the eyes of the wise and corrupt the decisions of the godly. Let me read that again. Got a little bit of tongue-tied there. Deuteronomy 16, verses 19 through 20. You must never twist justice or show partiality. Never accept a bribe, for bribes blind the eyes of the wise and corrupt the decisions of the godly. Let true justice prevail so you may live and occupy the land that the Lord, your God, is giving you. Amen. Now, why do you suppose God has always been so interested in justice? Not just for his people, but for the downtrodden. From the time the Israelites entered the promised land until now, God's thoughts on this subject haven't changed. He doesn't abide partiality. He's not keen on seeing the down and out hurt by those who have ulterior motives. Take a look at your own life. Do you show favoritism to any one person or anything? Are you equally just to all of the people you work with, even the people in your family or in a circle? Allow God to show you areas where you might be treating others unjustly. And while you're at it, this would be a good time to forgive those who treated you unfairly. Release them. Set them free. God will, in his own time, bring proper justice to all people and all situations. Father, you can say this. Father, I want to reflect your goodness in how I treat others, justly, fairly, and with great love. I pray for a togetherness of one in your name. Amen. And that is my word of encouragement today. True justice. Amen. Love one another. Don't judge someone unfairly because you're following. If you're a leader, be a leader. Never be a follower. Amen. Have a blessed day, and I have another word with you Wednesday. So have a wonderful Monday. God love you. I love you too. Amen. Amen. God bless.